it kind of crushes the whole ring. That type, I actually prefer that type, mainly because the tool itself is much smaller. So when we're doing jobs, you know, got to crawl underneath a vanity or something, you can get the tool in there and manipulate it to a point where it'll crimp. So I like those a lot. The interesting thing about PEX is, you know, when you stick it all together, you almost feel like you didn't do it right, because the pipe will still spin on the fitting itself, but they don't leak. I've never had any of them leak, but they're apparently that's part of the beauty of these things.
Really, on the crimp one, they spin.
Oh yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
And they the other thing is the elbows and union and stuff. It's all very tiny, whereas your shark bite type ones are really quite bulky.
Right. Right. So what about the prices per connector?
The prices per connector, I can't remember, but they're really not very much, maybe a buck or something like that. You know, it's significantly cheaper than the method that you used. Granted, you pay more for this tool, but you know, I bought mine at a big box store. I think it was, you know, $30 or $40 or something. It wasn't really that extravagant. It pays for itself very, very quickly, especially if you have to buy a bunch of those shark bite style fittings.
Right, right. Okay, so that's the system we use, PEX, and you can pick your type of fitting. So let's start at the, just go through this real quick. We'll start at the city water inlet. One thing I was concerned with when I was looking for one was whether or not it had the one-way check valve. So why don't you talk about the check valve and why you would want one?
Well, they you can get them with or without the check valves. We typically use it with the check valve. Mainly because when you disconnect from the city water, you don't want your water system to drain out down through this thing. We normally put those systems, those entries in on the side of the frame, just aft of the back of the body and forward of the bumper. The factories have done that at different times in the 70s and sometimes in the 60s as well. And I think that's a great location. So we'll go right through the side of the frame. And as soon as you get inside the bumper trunk area, we start with PEX and we'll run, you know, maybe in a couple inches or whatever, and then straight up through, forward through the cross member and then straight up through the floor. And as soon as we get through the floor, we put a ball valve there. And then we get into the normal cold system. And the reason why we put a ball valve there is if the trailer is being used in cold weather, you're able to have your water system running inside and in the heated area, but you'll be able to drain off that last, you know, foot of pipe by just pushing the check valve when your ball valve inside the trailer is closed. That way it'll drain the water out of that little section there and it won't freeze up. So that's the first start. If you don't have a ball valve there just inside the trailer, there will always be water in that area, and obviously that water is in the cold part. It's outside of the heated area, and it's going to freeze, and then you're going to run into grief trying to thaw it out enough, you know, or not to split fittings, or even to do a drain, you know, you've got to winterize. As soon as your heat goes off, you've got to winterize. So part of our design is including, you know, sort of idiot-proof winterizing, where it's just a series of valves that you open and then you just drive away and it self-winterizes.
No, that's actually a good idea. Since I'm in California, I didn't really worry too much about winterizing. But so on mine.